just quietly.
I think I talked to him this night. He'll probably raise hell about it, but...
Well, of course he will, but I want to be fair to him.
I think I talked...
Greg, old man Benson can do anything with the rivers?
No,
going
not, a thing on it. Not a thing on it. He never did like Benson when he was chairman of the committee, and he likes it even less now. I think Benson called him up about something he did, and it made him mad. Rivers is a...
Well, how do I handle
him? You ought to quote him a little bit. He's not a bad fella. He's vain. He thinks he knows everything, and he is a damn able fella.
Is he? I never thought that.
Well,
I heard
he's not able. He's not able about so many things. He knows this Department of Defense backwards and forwards. He's worked on that.
I didn't think that. I thought
he
knew about 10% of what you knew. That's what
well,
I thought.
He knows.
I thought he knew just about as much as Strom Thurmond. That's
oh,
about
no,
what I
no, no, no. I'm talking about details of it. After he got talking about all his pay bills and thing, all these generals and everything came in there talking to him, and he has learned a hell of a lot about it.
I guess
maybe you ought to call him. I tell you what you ought to do. What perhaps might be better. He's crazy about John McCormick. He called me today about somebody going out to Korea. That John McCormick was the best friend he had in the house. If you didn't want to talk to Rivers directly and call McCormick and ask him to talk to Rivers, it might save the same purpose and wouldn't get you in a long personal harangue.
Okay, you doing all right otherwise? How are you feeling?
I don't know. I'm feeling pretty good, I reckon.
Do you ever do anything mischievous?
Huh?
Do you ever do anything mischievous?
Well, I can't very often, Mr. President.
Well,
but
why don't we go down on the boat some night when it's warm?
I can't very often do things in
no,
this.
No, but I mean, when you get through that on Friday nights, why don't we go down on the boat sometime in the next week or so? And does that water bother you?
No, not at all. I'm a sailor man.
Well, why don't you pick out? Why don't you pick out
some?
Who you like to be with? Pick out somebody you like to be with, associate with, like old Milt Young or some of them. And we'll go down there, and we'll like old A.W. Morrison. He said that you know you used to being poor and ignorant all your life. When you can take a few drinks and be rich and smart in an hour.
Well, that's Lord Susan. That's the way I've been cured lately.
Well, that's where I'm still in my office. I haven't gone home.
All my life, but now I've got to where I take a few drinks every night, and I get rich and damn wise.
Well, I got up at 6 this morning, and I'm still in my office. I haven't had my dinner, and I'm just trying to wind up my desk and look at all these recommendations and see if nobody puts a fastball.
You ought not so long on your dinner. You ought to eat something.
Well, I do.
Don't let you stay up too much, but you ought to eat your dinner about 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Well, I appreciate talking to you, and I love you, and I'll see you later, and
I'll
bye, friend.